This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's that saying about social media that you might have heard. If you don't know what the product is, it's you. Well, here's another one. If you don't know who the user is, it's because Facebook has changed its mind. Facebook's director of product design said the other day at a conference that the company will from now on be calling its users people. So, Robinson Meyer is an associate editor at The Atlantic. He writes about the change in his latest post. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, what is Facebook's sudden problem with the word user? It seems apt, huh?
Yeah, and so Facebook switched to calling its users people. So instead of on its internal dashboards talking about daily average users, it talks about daily average people.
I think sorry, that just strikes me funny. You're a daily average person, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't know if I would rather be called an average person than an average user.
Facebook has a history with words, right? I mean, so there's the idea that we're friends somehow with people on Facebook. That seems to have been a very conscious choice as well.
It does. And Facebook, I think, has long thought about and chosen words which help the company. You know, friends is kind of the word that means something very specific outside mm-hmm. Outside of the Facebook context, but in Facebook land is just kind of what we call people we have this informal
right.
relationship with, I suppose.
Do you suppose that Facebook believes that this will help their bottom line any? I mean, it's got to be some sort of internal, you know, zeitgeisty thing.
I think two things. You know, I think there is a kind of idea where Facebook, by calling its users, not users, but people, it kind of elides between all the users of Facebook in the world, which is now more than a billion,
right.
and all the people in the world. And Facebook, of course, would like those two numbers to get closer and closer.
Which is, of course, the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. I think the other thing, too, is that, I mean, this is partly a cultural choice about respecting these people who spend time in Facebook software. And it's not just treating them as like kind of, you know, machines who enter the software and then are defined by it and then log off and don't have lives outside of the software, but people who choose to use the software because they're interested in it and because right. it's where their friends are and all that. And I think that kind of cultural desire to really respect the user so much that you stop calling them a user.
Right. It's very, you know, very meta, man.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a cultural response that's understood as something that may eventually help Facebook's bottom line because it will help them make better software.
Hmm.
But I think that's as much kind of is behind why Facebook has made this change.
Robinson Meyer, he is with The Atlantic. He writes on Facebook users not being users anymore, just being people. Robinson, thanks very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm good with user, by the way. What about you?
I'm fine with user.
I lurk, yeah. actually, is what I do on Facebook. So there's probably a word for that.
Yeah, well, daily average lurkers, I would actually be very interested to see that statistic.
Take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.